those that are new, when they come forward, new to worship, new to my presence, it'll be as though they tasted of a good thing and said that it is good and it is well with my soul. For there'll be many, many in this generation that hasn't tasted, that shall taste, and the delight will be so great that they'll run with it. For those who come in and are not wore down by religion, by carrying around brass that's been traded for gold, that all they'll delight in my presence and run, for they'll know, for they haven't been wore out by that which is old. As all that's ever walked before you has accomplished realms of the Spirit to walk in my glory, my power, and then the standing that I've made available to you. But all that's walked in these things before you faced the same things you faced. So come aside with me, that I might bring you up higher. And you will understand these just as those who's went before you. For great things are ahead. Only the sufficiency of my grace can bring you to those places of my standing and the places of the victories that many of you are seeing in your spirit, even as you pray and as you worship. So be strong, for you are closer to personal victory than you think. You're thinking too much on the war, so you wasn't able to adjust your thinking to the victory. So he has to tell you, you're closer than you think, so don't let up on the war. For the joy of the Lord, indeed it is your strength. And he that lacks these things can't see very far. For my joy is your strength, and for you that do not have strength. Even in the beginnings, when you're doing not much more than just practicing my presence, there'll be a day of change. And my joy indeed will become your strength. And your outlook and your journey will change. For who said you could not have great joy and peace along the way? My peace I give unto you, whose origin is not of this world. Take it and walk in it. And you can have heaven to go to heaven with. For who is it that has preached the gospel of breakdown and the gospel? I saw a whole broke down gospel of drudgery that spoke very loudly that God was not the answer, carried by many, many, many. Leave those rags behind and pick up my robes of righteousness and walk in what I have provided for you. Come, taste of my joy and peace. Stay in my presence until my joy becomes your strength, and then walk in it, for it will change your whole life and outlook, saith the Lord. In the days to come, many of you will understand the value of the time spent with me in worship. And you'll understand the value because you'll begin to understand the benefit. And the benefit is the ongoing fellowship that you'll find with me on a day-by-day basis. You'll find my joy. For my joy will be your strength. For what is it that can defeat you nor pull you down when my strength is your strength? Because my joy is yours. Therefore, do that which profits. Make your journey into fellowship with me. And you'll find I am not the one standing back from you. that you stood back from me. For the time's coming also that many is coming to the place where they can hear me. For many this year have spent more time with me than they had in any of the previous years. And for know this, that fasting will come online again and be very prevalent among you. For many will be giving themselves to me in seasons of fasting and the worship and the prayer. And you'll do these things. And as this year goes by, I'll begin to individualize your call. I'll begin to empower you and equip you for what I've separated you for. And as all of you begin to minister, the place I have given you by my grace, and the faith that I measured out to you to operate in that faith, all of these working together will see to all things concerning revival. For hear what the Spirit would say. For I have many things yet to say, that many moves of my Spirit. One of the moves that they'll suddenly be knowledge and wisdom and understanding. In fact, it will be revelation only in the field you walk in. They'll be entrepreneurs that will hear new and more excellent ways to do things. But still, they'll be those who run my governments. And oh, they'll see and they'll know and they'll arrange. There'll be no little ones pushed to the side and lost in the scuffle. For be patient, for in it you'll possess not only your souls, but many souls that shall come into the kingdom that day. So be strong and know that the time of that vision is drawing closer and closer as you receive what I have for you. So be not as some who have little and do not enter in, and what little they have is being taken away from them, but being as those who have much and will receive more so that more may be given to them. Gird yourself up and prepare yourself, for it is at hand. For there'll be the most unusual people step forward to lead worship, because they'd have never esteemed this of themselves. Still, there'll be those who occupy always a place in the company of the people, that they themselves will become so excited about spending time in my presence, that my presence will come and spend time with them, and all the excitement. And they'll qualify themselves for leading large groups into what they're walking in. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. For it's those who yield their heart and not their garment. Ooh, I think that's a sackcloth and ashes statement. Rend their garment, rend their heart, not their garment. For that tender, meek, and receiving spirit is precious gold before me in what is to come, saith the Lord. For prayer sinner, you must know this. Even as Paul was singled out by messenger, not because he made of himself anything, but because of an age that was young, I found what I needed in him. And oh, even as I told him from the beginning that his life would testify under much persecution. For even because of the abundance of the revelation and all that I'd given him, that he laid a foundation that the church is even resting on today. Was his life easy? No. Well, you can know this, that you've been accounted worthy of part of his attention. But not one, but many tests have been passed. And oh, so many of you have been found faithful. Even at the times that you did not understand what was going on, nor your own feelings, but waged a war without giving in to the hopelessness. And you won. And you won in a realm where my grace is becoming your strength. For you too can sing the praises of God in any kind of prison Satan would ever try to lock you up in. For there's no prisoner that stays prisoner long who knows how to sing my praises of victory. This is something he's been waiting for. Now hear these words. You have the grace for it. So move on. Move on. Move on. So move on. For the strength you feel, the strength you stand in, will be that kind that won't relent. And the most powerful standings is in the most insignificant things. Because little foxes spoiled the vine. For not many believers knew they were being overtaken until enough of them had been had that the fight was too great to turn back. Oh, but the noble ones, they raged the war on the line, would not even surrender the smallest rights that they had in my kingdom. For this day I give grace. For you survived enough to receive it. So be strong, for the greatest days of your harvest is ahead, saith the Lord. Do you think that your heart and the healing of it is anything to me? Do you think that there is anything that I cannot approach to and do for those who believe? For the same measure that I cannot move for them that do not believe, I can move for them who do. For in this I say that all things are possible to him that believeth. For not only am I able to move in that heart of your spirit, but I'm able to move in your physical heart. So why be you afraid of anything that the enemy would send your way? For he cannot overpower you emotionally, nor can he cancel out your physical man. Put yourself into my hands, for it's in my presence you rise or stand, and strive to do what I've separated and called you for as individuals. And when you strive to walk the walk I've laid out for you, then my will comes into play. And when you walking in my perfect will, there is nothing that I will not do for you. For these areas that you're hearing of and the grace that I'm speaking of is the least attained to. For the love of money indeed is the root of all evil. Therefore, hear what the Spirit would say. For if you will receive instruction, I'm about to teach you who are ready through many sources. For you'll understand my grace. And you'll see how to operate in an area that very few have operated in because of the difficulty. For it's not that these things were not revealed. And it is not that in times past these things were not taught. And most of the time they were not received. Therefore be strong. For I'm looking for those who'll break through the front line. And for those who become standards that others will be taught from and follow suit. For of all the moves that's come and gone, this has been the least frequent. So be strong and know that your enemy is at your gate. And he's there with monstrous sized lock. Big lock. You can hear the rust as the key turns. Nobody's been in there in some time. I didn't say that people didn't run off with it. A lot have run off with it. That nobody has been in that room for some time. So why would you think it was an easy thing? Why would you think it would be an easy thing to open this gospel up to unlimited resources? For this is that which I take advantage of. This is what I use to come and bless you. For there's no atmosphere such as this that I'm not present in. And when I'm present in a tangible way, everything I am is present. Therefore, I'm available with my grace and my power this very hour to give you what you need. For had I not said that he that believeth does not have to walk away with empty hands? Therefore, yield yourself over to me. And for you who make a practice of this, who yield yourself to me when things are bad, know particularly how to yield yourself to me when things are good. And I'm him that not only pulls you out, but I'm him that lifts you up and exceedingly blesses. Who, for a better word in interpretation, you should learn how to practice his presence whether anybody else does it or not. So for those who be diligent is those who will receive. And indeed your time shall be shortened, because the sower will overtake the reaper. When consistently all these things that I give you to realize grace, they do nothing but substantiate and release his standing within your life. For indeed the sower shall overtake the reaper, because adding the key of fasting with the key of assimilation, with the key of praying in tongues, with the key of private worship. For when these things are in place, then all of them will operate equally with each other and cause you to rise up in the grace and the standing that is in my Son. For when you open the door and let me come, then I come and can do those things that generally are left undone. For when I can move by my grace, marvelous, wonderful things takes place. For I reach in where my standing abides, and you'll come out of it with my life. So many of you should learn how to pause, practice my presence, invite me to come, and in your lives you'll leave with less and less that hasn't been done. For state your position. What does my word say about your problem? And even more, why don't you enter into celebration with me? A celebration that speaks of how thorough that your victory is. And that would be worship. Didn't I say, all you that are heavy laden, come to me and I'd give you rest? Therefore, I have revealed the Father unto you. Did I not say in whom I would reveal? Therefore, take my rest and know that I am your comfort and I am your peace in the times of trouble. And he that would dare leave his place of natural security and go to my place of supernatural peace is the one whom frees me to move on their behalf. Still worship and glorify me, yes, even when you're in the desert. Especially when you're in the desert. For when you yield yourself to me and worship and establish yourself while in the desert, what will I do through you in the times of full inheritance? Think on these things that are pure and a good report. Set your mind on things that are above. For I am the Lord God of your peace and your joy. And you'll find strength in my presence, in your joy. For this kind of strength prevails because the enemy is unable to wear a person down who will not wear down. So establish yourself on my rock and find out where my presence comes in on that establishment. And as you go into this year further and further, you'll notice the deep-seated changes that you hoped for a long time that are coming into manifestation. Therefore, for that which you cannot see, magnify and glorify me, and I'll give you what is mine. When you glorify and praise and take your place in this thankful part of this generation, whatever place that you glorify me in is what I'll become to you. And you who fellowship with me in those places that you're weak in, those are the places I'll become your strength. For many of these things I've said, and I've laid out the path that you might follow it many times in the past. But many of you are receiving the ears that now hear. And indeed, you're about to enter into another part of all this that I've called you to do. So for you that have these ears, are living in anticipation, you can discern the change in the atmosphere of those things that are spirit. You can feel them on the way as you can feel the change in the weather. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And be glad in me and rejoice. For I am not only your answer, but I'm your strength along the way for your answer. I heard a rhetoric going on. I heard your reasonings going, how could I ever do anything? And this term seems to mean something to you. My pockets are empty. That term seems to mean something to you. But I heard it in the background. And his response was, you tell them what I can do with my grace. For what I'll do for you is run ahead with my grace, because I can do that through prayer. But this is what I would expect for you. When my blessing begins to show up for you, then I would expect you to give yourself more to me. For I'll operate in you, towards you, with my grace. But then, with you operating in fellowship with me, you'll receive the change necessary before the enemy reclaims the ground to hold on to it with. So heed what I say to you. And no, don't talk that way anymore. But receive my grace, for I am faithful. For this is a day of me imparting and me giving. This is a day that I'm measuring your love and utilizing all that I can to give you thanks. For I cannot love myself in you for you. Therefore, you give yourself to me and I'll give myself to you. What the enemy uses against you that are strong is long battles that cause weariness, especially in the process of the separation to emancipation. separation to the grace and the strength of those places you're going to. For most will pull back and begin to do more of those things that avail not than the things that do. Did I not give you keys in spirit when you couldn't attain to levels of grace that spelled out your victory for the manifestation of that very moment? Did I not give you keys that would get you in? Why would you beat the air and do those things that avail not because of long battles of weariness? For if you will fellowship with me, I become the refreshment and your joy along the way. For it's imperative that you take this key that I have given to you. This key wherein you worship and exalt me high in that place that I provided for you. For the enemies planning this next season cease and to take the war closer to home and to those things that mean much to you. Therefore, the things that you need are those things that I have provided for you from this place called Dan. Therefore, exalt me and lift me up with this key of worship that I might position you where I am against what is coming. I will insulate you. Definite impression there. Closer to home would be you, people you really love, family unit, that kind of thing. The things that mean something to you. So come on. When he tells us ahead of time, we get to know what the devil's planning before he gets here. He wants you to take that key. And we know there's not a thing you can do to earn grace. But when you've done all you can trying to step into the circle where it's at, he loves you so much that he came and provided keys that unlocks the doors along the way that's trying to keep you out. And one of those is the private kind of worship that exalts him high above everything and in that place that he has given to you. No matter how bad it gets or how bad it looks, if you can continue to exalt him high in that place and he can continue to give you his strength, no matter how bad it gets or what it looks like, just remember this, it's not over. Until it's over. I used to think, well, it's not over until God says it is. No, it's not over until the devil says it is. No, no, it's not over until you say it is. To enter into my rest and my peace is the way of a wise man. For he that seeks peace is he that can walk in my standing. For many weapons have I, but some of the greatest is those weapons that cause you to stand fast in what I've already finished and already done, and not be moved to the left nor the right, but single-mindedly with purpose stand in my presence and magnify and glorify. For these things I give you. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. For in the mouths of these newborn babes is my praise even able to be perfected. Therefore come unto me, you that are heavy laden, and I'll use all that I've given you to give you rest. For when you worship,
You leave the limitations of where you're walking and come up and stand with me as the God of the position. So surrender to me, and I'll give myself to you, and you'll see my peace and my strength has always been yours.
He's taken me back to another prophecy when a group of people was standing and looking into a place in God that nobody had walked for generations, probably centuries. But he was so delighted that the people were close enough to look in. He was just so delighted because they wasn't there. But it was a people standing there looking in. I had the distinct feeling that nobody had ever even looked into that place for some time. And God was having a party just like you were a few minutes ago. His pleasure was rolling over me in waves that people were just looking in there once again. So I felt His pleasure, which I hadn't felt since, not to that degree. And I'm accurate because I'm describing the same things as when I finished getting the blame off of God. And when I'm talking about that, about the blind baby, and if I prayed for him, is it God's will? I mean, could he heal him and he didn't? Or did he not because he couldn't? And when I realized the only reason he doesn't heal a blind baby is because he couldn't. In other words, he did not find enough present to do it with. So when I went through that war and finally got it out of my heart, I can remember a long time before my heart quit accusing, I made my mouth quit. But that didn't help how my heart felt. Thinking, you know, somewhere reserved inside it, he can do it if he wanted. I mean, he's God. When I finished leaving, my heart didn't accuse him. I felt his pleasure so much so that he started talking to me, and he said, like Job's comforters, many have spoke things of me that are not true. Well, that's the same kind of waves of pleasure I felt when these people was looking into this place that obviously nobody had walked for several generations. The second half goes something like this. That your fellowship with me and your union is going to exceed anything you've seen in your past or anything you'd have hoped for your future. For it's at this point that the enemy diverts off onto side trails. But you've camped on the division and have decided that you'll not go the way of the flesh. That you'll go my way. And for most, the deciding factor was what they did with money. For the times of fellowship and the times of joy that lie ahead, my joy, which becomes your strength, you'll see it is in the inner court, it is in the fellowship that you'll find with me and the discoveries you'll make concerning my love. For I'm moved by compassion, and I do look for a people who can move with me in this compassion, for I'll do things that you've not seen before. So remain strong and continue to pray the prayers that change you. For there is a place of mortification waiting for you that releases the kind of love that I have been exhorting, saith the Lord. When those people was looking into that place, it seemed to please him so much. Then this time, just now, the second half of the prophecy being added, the way he's talking different now than he did then, is this time in the second half of that prophecy, he was prophesying about us enjoying the fellowship with him in what is over there. He was expressing his joy over in the maturing and line upon line of a generation coming to a place where they will be able to receive the love he's pouring out, and he'll be able to receive the love they become capable of. And he's just really looking forward to a generation of that kind of fellowship. For the great divide that the Holy Spirit is closing. For as you give yourself over to my mysteries, you're also giving yourself over to my understandings. And when you understand the operation of the kingdom, that is a safe place. For as many of you journey into me, the things you'll find out more about is my strength. For there awaits for you a fellowship with me that'll translate out into powerful, abiding faith. For my love is a force within itself. For many have looked for answers in many places. For many walked in seasons and different levels of torments and fears, and have searched me and searched my word diligently for answers. And know this, little children, for he that enters into fellowship with me, for he that receives my fellowship through the nature that I have given to you, for you who spend time with me becoming what I am, not only in fellowship, but in strength. For many of you desire to take the shorter route. You said, I want everything that you have now, but you've not equipped yourself for the shorter route. Know you that you must understand my word, and you must enter into a relationship to know me. For my word has always pointed towards a relationship with me. Therefore, if you'll take heed, if you'll listen to what I'm about to say, you can shorten your time down, because your testings and trials will be shortened. My intervention with victories. So hear what the Spirit would say. He that partakes of my joy finds out that my joy is truly his strength. It will sustain you through anything the enemy wants to throw at you. For have I not give my strength to you? Is not my word yours? Is not my standing yours? Then my victory is yours also, saith the Lord. For he that will practice my joy on purpose is he who will separate himself and worship me through the lowest of the low parts, that you might celebrate me through the highest of the high parts. For I was there in both seasons. I am your strength. And I love you the same, and your relationship is the same with me when you couldn't be any lower as it is when you couldn't be any higher. Therefore, why do you rejoice more when you're higher than when you're lower? Because your relationship to me is the same. So you might as well celebrate all the time, for you'll make the manifestation of your victory shorter. Where is the fight of faith that's in this? Where is the fight of faith? For does not faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? Yes, and I would say to you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing who you are and what your standing is in me. Therefore, hear what the Spirit would say. Are you not exercising faith when your senses and the circumstances and your body says you cannot go on, yet you lift your hands and worship me and say, because of him I can go on? That is the strongest manifestation of faith, when you worship me until your whole spirit, soul, and body comes into agreement with what I have done. For my joy is your strength, and there's only one thing left, and that would be your victory. For it's been some time, saith the Lord, that I've been preparing this foundation, for you're nearing the time when I'll be able to pour my spirit out upon this city. But hear this. For have I not prepared you for that outpouring? For many of you will be called on by me to move forward. For there'll be more ministry than a large crowd can handle when I pour my spirit out. So be strong, be prepared. Walk softly in my presence as one who wears the armor of my light. For I'm preparing you for a time that is short. A time when I'll unveil my hand in a mighty way. Therefore, be prepared to step forward. Be prepared to be used. Be prepared to nurture. And be prepared to teach. For, oh, will there be much teaching required. I'll need those who'll expound on the mysteries of my milk, and those who will expound correction for those who walk the wrong paths, and those who'll teach who they are in Christ, and those who I'll enlist to I just saw him transfer anointings. For those who not only have received, but will transfer what they have received. For many, many will leave this city armed in a short time with what they received from my outpouring. For I desire to do a great thing in this city. And I've desired it for many years. And I've had those, my servants, come here. And they would bring revival to a certain point. But here, all this has worked together for the good. For I've had servants in this city whose heart was after me. All this has worked together for the good. For I'm getting ready for this great outpouring. And it'll take all that you know collectively to sustain what I'm doing, saith the Lord. For you that embrace what you've heard, this next year coming will be a time of fellowship with me like you've never experienced. For many of you have given yourself enough to me to get close enough that I can pull you in to what's about to come. You know this, there'll be times of worship. There'll be times when we're not able to stop what's going on. And it'll go night after night after night. Therefore, get strong. Come to know me in the Spirit as your strength. For the joy that I have for you is your strength. And you'll see that you'll acclaim that time as times of supernatural, times that extend themselves into the supernatural. And I'll be there with you in the harvest, saith the Lord, for I waited some time for this to come to pass. You'll shorten the durations of the testings and trials. For the enemy will measure them out according to your strength, and he'll come after you with many, many persecution, affliction, cares. But when you exalt me in the place I hold in the Father and in your life, you're choosing the terms and the grounds that you'll fight the enemy on. You're choosing the time spans, for there's no one who has glorified me in the midst of impossibility that did not shorten their stay in the place they was in. You can take the long route. You can take the short route, but I would say to you, step aside and get to know me. You will be blessed. I will remind you that in the days to come, there will be waves of my glory sweep through it. And there will be spontaneous worship that'll last for hours. For not only will many of you pioneer struggling past the flesh and inviting me in and giving me something to work with, but when my glory is resident here, then my power will be here. And my power is here. I'll visit you with waves of my glory and presence. And many of you will find yourself caught up for hours and hours. And in doing so, I'll be able to escalate the next steps that you're taking, both towards personal victory and the victory of your lost loved ones. And the purpose that I've placed you in Tulsa for my pursuit. For you that are pioneering, I've been looking for an avenue to come. For it's my desire to pour out the fullness of my glory. But in many places that worship, one of the things that was lacked was the foundation I need to sustain it after it has been poured out. Oh, hear and listen that you believe you waited long. I've waited longer, saith the Lord, that both of our times is coming near. So be faithful to that which opposes the flesh. Place my keys in the doors and open them. For it is necessary that my grace operate in these things and pull them down and replace them with my standing and my grace. For it's my desire to disperse a variety of giftings. It's my desire for a disbursement of the mighty workings of miracles and gifts of healing, and especially the discerning of spirits and casting out devils. For it is my plan to overspread this town with my power. So open yourselves up, for indeed a wave will wash over you that you've not experienced before. For what is mine is yours. For it's time for my hand to be opened and to spread over this city. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for this is what you have called upon me for. For many that came late, they'll not be late in receiving my giftings. Many that came early will have such a foundation under them that they'll be able to guide those who suddenly come into my power by sheer grace. But oh, the people that will be saved in this day will be a joy for you to count. Follow me closely, and your path will lead you to fullness of days and power and great reward at the end of your days. So strengthen yourself inside. Pick yourself up and be strong for what I have for you. And what I will give to you is stronger than you are. It's stronger than your enemy. And you can lean on me in the times of testings, and lean on me in the good times. For you'll see, in this day you'll have great joy as you bask in my presence, saith the Lord. And the way this is going to show up, saith the Lord, is in your freedom. Some of you didn't have freedom, that you came in and battled the strongholds, and emotion was down, and you fought and fought. That seemed to me no avail. You'll see, you'll have a new freedom when you present yourself to me, saith the Lord. For many of you thirst. And sometimes you know not for what. That thirst that you have is quenched. Is quenched in my presence. For what your heart is looking for is what no man can give you. No matter how much time you spend with men, they can't replace the time you spend with me, saith the Lord. For many of you came with an anticipation that I put in you. And in this anticipation, you knew that this week you would find answers. And that is correct. For many of you desiring to take another step have come hungry. And indeed, you will take this other step. And you that are thirsty, you will drink from my well. For this is my presence. This is that manifestation of my power and my grace. Many times I use this to prepare the ground for what I'm about to do. For in those times when you're surrendered to me and your heart's been opened, that I can go to those deepest places where all permanent change comes from. For my victory is yours. And they that know how to yield themselves go from where they are and out of their works into where I am, a flow of my grace. For many of you desire the kind of works that is work by my power as a manifestation of my grace. Oh, my intention before this week is over is to feed many of you in the place that you thirst. And for you that desire to know my love in those ever-increasing proportions, know, as far as my grace is concerned, no one can stand up and say, well, I have fellowship with him. You know, I don't have to really have it. It's all by grace. You must spend time in fellowship with me, saith the Lord, to get to know me. For you that spends that time, I'll not lead you astray. For I'll move upon you in those times that you need to establish yourself in the tongues and establish yourself in the worship and in the tongues and in the worship. And every time that you come to a dangerous intersection, you that have ears to hear, hear. I'll move upon you to strengthen yourself in my foundation. And if you'll turn the Holy Spirit loose in you, He'll build you up above it till you'll have the benefit of both worlds. A solid, solid foundation with my glory reigning upon it, saith the Lord. For rejoice always. Make my joy a permanent part of your life. For when the joy leaves, rejoice. It'll come back. For these are the things that cause me to come suddenly. When you think that it's past due and nothing works, if you'll not stop suddenly, suddenly. For all that I do by my Spirit, every place you occupy with me, saith the Lord, will come to a higher place. Oh, in these generations, you've only heard the beginnings of what I have in worship. You've only heard the beginnings of what I have in revelation to be added to the platform towards the completion of my return, saith the Lord. You've only seen the beginnings of the omnipotence and magnificence of my power. I am all powerful. Give me an avenue and I'll manifest myself, saith the Lord. I am the path. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I have set the way, and it's engraven with my truth, and it leads you to my life. I'm the first to attain to know that I have all things with me pertaining to life. I'll put you on the way to miracles and truth and life, and it shall be a great time. And for you who throw yourself into all that I am, no, I have the joy that surpasses all understanding, waiting for all of you who will go into the dark places. My joy will be your strength, and you'll have no torment, and you'll have no fear, because I am with you. Sometimes I've waited centuries to speak things that ears hadn't heard, and that times, generations, they know this. As this generation comes to an end and a new one begins, that I'm able to say things that I've not been able to say in this generation. Therefore, what I say will precede what I'll do, for I'll do things that's not been done in many generations. For surely many of you, even that sits in this place, will see my hand uncovered as no one alive has seen before. Therefore rejoice and know that you're part of a plan that I've been working on for a long time. Therefore you that have ears to hear, continue to hear, for I'm working my plan in this place, and all things are indeed becoming possible to them that believe. For my spoken word and my written word will come alive, and my worship for those who communicate in me and to me in worship, it'll come to a place that not many have seen. Therefore, be strong, for the things you'll hear and understand will cause the slow to go slower and the fast to go faster, because the incredible things I'll say and I'll do will cause traditions and religion to come to a far division, where they'll also see the truth and hear and know a great harvest of the earth is at hand. And I need those who'll come to a place to speak at my command the truth that I'll give you, that I might precede you and work in this earth according to my will, saith the Lord. Ooh. For it pleases me that you're hearing truth. And truth is coming to such a place in your life where you'll speak the truth. And it's by that I'll do the mighty things I'll do in this earth, says the Lord. For there is the place of sustaining joy and power and peace. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. For have I not told you from the beginning that my desire is for fellowship with you? That I am the Lord your God, your Father. Oof. I was wondering what that middle part was about, because it didn't get real clear. But I was riding along with Tim, and he was talking about a thing that was orchestrated. It was just little old insignificant details, but yet God orchestrated them in such a way that you knew his hand was in them. And so I said, Tim, I tell you what I found out in this joy. I said, I found that he's just the opposite as religion has made him. We think because he's eternity and he's all powerful, omnipotent, mighty and sovereign, off making worlds somewhere, he don't have time for you. Let me tell you why he does. Because eternity is his servant. You know what that means? That means he savors. He savors those little incidental moments, insignificant with you. Because eternity's his servant. He loves those minutes you thought he didn't have time for because what he did seemed to be so insignificant to you. But because eternity's his servant, he's got all the time, not in this world, all the time in time eternal to enjoy that moment you thought he didn't have time for. You think, well, he wouldn't take time to come here and do something stupid and little like that. Oh, listen, eternity's his servant. He'd really like to spend that insignificant moment with you if you don't mind. Now, that's the middle of the prophecy. It was about this fellowship with you. And I was wondering why it kind of trailed off, because he wanted me to use an example that he already spoke. For your fellowship with me will become rich when you're not affected by the things of this world, by the circumstances and trials that come your way. Not as though they do not exist. They do. But your standing and victory with me speaks much louder than the circumstances with them. Therefore, come over to my side and make your emotions servants of me, and you and I will spend many joyful times together, saith the Lord. Yield yourself to me. Yield yourself to me. You'll see. For you cannot speak my word. Yield yourself to me without gratitude. And gratitude will turn into flurries of worship. And worship will turn into statements of faith. And in this fellowship with me, you have what you ask. Therefore, receive now. For what you do and what I do many times are two different things. But when a person learns to follow me, then you will always do what you see me do, saith the Lord. For there's many, many things I would have been able to do for many of you had you not made the wrong turn, because the enticement of the natural path looked more real than the one that I was laying out before you by my Spirit. What I say to one, I say to all. For he that will stay in close fellowship with me, for he that will take that time to set themselves aside, work my path by the power of the Holy Spirit, and celebrate and rejoice with me along the way, like you have already received it, saith the Lord. And not only will you be glad and full of joy, but it pleases me to see my children obey me and to follow after me, saith the Lord. For in a atmosphere such as this, when my Spirit is here, in the freedom that you feel, how can I not move in the diversities of what I am? How can I not move in my power and in my healing and in my grace? How can I not therefore continually remain in an atmosphere of gratitude and grace and worship? Stay in an unbroken communion with me as you go about your day, and you'll realize an immediate increase, saith the Lord. Your faith is the substance of the thing you're looking for. It's all the evidence you'll ever need of the thing that you can't see. For he who will not quit knows this. He knows the path that I direct is always a path to victory. And in order to be on a path of victory, he must always set his sight on the faith that is the substance of the thing hoped for. Therefore, map your path well, laced with my word. Rejoice and worship and giving thanks for all things to God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be bold and speak my word, for at the end of the path you will have found that its truth and victory will be the results. Yes. Once again, to make my joy your joy is to make my victory your victory. And my victory has already been won for you. So make what is yours yours by making my victory yours, by making my joy yours. You think that I have any down days? I have no down days. You might as well walk with me, saith the Lord. For I am the Lord your God who strengthens you. Know you not that this thing has to fall? all. And for my presence, it has to move out of the way. Walk with me. Walk with me and you'll see. Take no detours. Let no testings and trials dictate to you how your relationship will turn out with me. Put yourself aside and seek me, and I'll give you your joy for this year to come, saith the Lord. For I nurture a people to become a separate people. For in the generations, in the centuries past, not many were nurtured to become a separate people unto me. But that does not mean that this place of grace does not exist. This only means that those who have fallen to the weaknesses and the temptations, that I was there for them with what I'm here for you with. So be strong. Come past. Receive my strength. Go beyond what those who have fallen at this place has gone beyond. And come where I am and receive my strength. For the more that you receive, the more you know I am your strength. The weaker you remain, the more you know I'm not your answer. The more strength you receive, the more you'll know I am your answer. So come to the answer and come where I am. Therefore, separate yourself to me and glorify me for the answer to your problem. Don't glorify the problem with your mouth. That stands against me. Glorify the answer with your mouth. Take the two-edged sword and make it your weapon, saith the Lord, and drive and cut to pieces that opposes. For I am the Lord your God who strengthens you. For lift me up and begin to worship and glorify and thank. For I've done this for you. For receive what's mine and make it yours. What thank you of those who I have made wealthy? For those who I've made wealthy, what's theirs is mine. I have need but to ask. For know you not those that discovered these things, these principles, are those whom circumstances nor conditions could ever stop. For it was not about the money, but it was about their fellowship with me along the way. For those who break free from the bonds and the control of money are those who fellowshipped with me and changed along the way. For the money is nothing to me, but the fellowship is everything, saith the Lord. For I said that to say this, that you'll not try to get the results ahead of the change you're receiving in the Spirit. For if you will hold with my fellowship, if you will hold with my edification, the change is inevitable. For there's no one who's ever prayed out of my mind did not receive the benefits of it. For people determine their success by statistics. For I determine your success by your willingness to change. For looking at sums of money that comes in does not change you, but I do. For you'll serve the sums. If you walk with me, I'll make every sum your servant. As you serve me. Know you not, when you give something to me, I make it my own. And even if you're not qualifying yourself to receive that answer that you've asked me for. Know you not that I do not cast your request aside? Immediately I go into operation to change those things for you, that you might receive that you're asking for. For what is the purpose that I sent my son? For what is the purpose that you stand in my presence, saith the Lord, born again? Is it not that I so loved you that I gave my only begotten? Why would I not, with the greatest interest and the greatest love of my heart, take that which you are giving me in the name? Why would I not answer your prayer? Can you see me, saith the Lord? Look at me through the eyes of faith and know that I will desire to do these things more than you desire for them to be done. Therefore, stand up bold and acquaint yourself with me and acquaint yourself with my ways, and your life will change measurably before the next quarter of this next year. For when you dismiss yourself from this part of what I'm doing, walk away rejoicing, celebrating within your spirit. Maintain this celebration. Never be far from me. Rejoice and celebrate with me, and you and I will walk in victory together. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. And later, I'll say it again. Then after that, I'll say it again. And later, I'll say it again. It's my fellowship with you that I'm after. Oh, I'll provide the wisdom to make you wealthy along the way, as long as your fellowship with me is rich. I'll say it again. It's my fellowship with you I desire, for I am he that sets on the perimeters and the circumferences of everything that is. I am victory, and I have no limits. My desire with you is an all-inclusive fellowship, for I can fellowship with you any moment of any time throughout all eternity, as I can fellowship the same moment with all my creation. Therefore, fellowship you with me, and I'll give those things that you need to make your life complete. Come unto me, you that are heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you to learn of me, and you'll find that rest for your souls. What I do for one, I'll do for all. For the whole time that you receive those things that make you know that I love you. For I know what a child is. And I know what makes a child happy. I know how to nourish a baby. I know how to discipline a teenager, saith the Lord. I know all these things, what will motivate. For it's my pleasure to give you those things that make you happy. But know this, I'm brought much pleasure when you hand the Gentiles to me for an inheritance. Therefore, I delight in shedding abundantly good things upon you. And my desire is for you to present yourself to me against the days that redemption will be done, and we'll all gather together in the eternities of times with great reward and rejoice in your lives that you surrendered to me in these days, saith the Lord. For I have a schedule in this place, and mighty things shall be done by and through those who go on to know me, saith the Lord.